Hello, Knowledge Seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Katherine Morgan Schaffler's debut book, The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control. A seasoned psychotherapist with impressive credentials from UC Berkeley and Columbia University, Schaffler offers a refreshing take on living with perfectionism. This book is not just about identifying perfectionist traits, but also about transforming these often debilitating habits into effective tools for personal and professional success. Schaffler categorizes different types of perfectionists and provides tailored advice that helps each type learn to adapt and thrive without compromising their high standards. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone who has ever felt the relentless pressure of needing to always perform at their best. Whether you are deeply immersed in the nuances of mental health or simply looking to better understand and manage your perfectionist tendencies, The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control offers insightful, practical guidance that promises to reshape your relationship with perfection. Join us as we delve into the mechanisms of perfectionism and learn how to make it work for you rather than against you. The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control, A Path to Peace and Power. Introduction. Harness your perfectionism and turn it into your superpower. Imagine a world where your drive for perfection isn't seen as a drawback, but as a distinct superpower. Contrary to the common advice of curbing your perfectionistic tendencies, like missing deadlines deliberately or coloring outside the lines, The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control embarks on a different narrative. This book invites you to not just tame your perfectionism, but to channel it wisely and productively. Katherine Morgan Schaffler, a self-proclaimed perfectionist and a seasoned psychotherapist from New York City, argues that perfectionism isn't a disease to be cured, but a powerful asset to be optimized. The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control explores the nuanced forms this trait can take and provides strategies for molding it into a transformative force. In this guide, Schaffler identifies 5 distinct types of perfectionists, each with unique characteristics and challenges. She addresses the primary issue that unites all types of perfectionists, the all too common plunge into counterproductive behaviors under the guise of control. Through her insightful analysis, Schaffler advocates for a shift from a detrimental perfectionism as control mindset to what she calls adaptive perfectionism. This new approach fosters not just achievement and productivity, but also genuine contentment and psychological resilience. The narrative doesn't delve deep into the layers of mental health theory, but focuses squarely on practical, actionable advice that you can apply directly to leverage your perfectionistic tendencies positively. By the end of this exploration, you will learn to adapt your perfectionism in a way that prevents it from becoming a monstrous barrier to your success and happiness, turning it instead into a life-enhancing empowerment tool. Part 1: Reframing Perfectionism, Your Hidden Superpower. When you imagine a perfectionist, you might picture someone who strives for flawlessness in everything, experiencing frustration when perfection is unmet. This traditional view, however, misunderstands and undervalues the nuanced reality of perfectionism. It's time to shift our perspective and see perfectionism not as a flaw, but as a formidable attribute. Perfectionism is often seen through a critical lens, particularly in discussions about women, where it's considered a trait to be suppressed or controlled. Such negative framing only leads to detrimental outcomes like constant worry, indecision, and a host of other issues. However, when channeled correctly, perfectionism can transform from a harmful force into an empowering strength that contributes positively to our lives. The concept of perfectionism in the field of mental health is complex and lacks a uniform definition. Generally, perfectionists are known for their acute awareness of the discrepancies between the ideal and the real, and feel compelled to address these gaps. Mental health professionals categorize perfectionism into two types: adaptive and maladaptive. Adaptive perfectionists use their high standards as a source of motivation. They see perfection more as an inspiring benchmark rather than a rigid target. They relish the journey towards goals, learn from setbacks, and generally have a positive self-view, maintain healthy relationships, and lead fulfilling lives. Conversely, maladaptive perfectionists are burdened by their compulsions for perfection. The fear of failure and potential shame haunts them, hindering their progress and enjoyment of life. Even upon achieving their goals, they often feel a sense of anticlimax because they fixate on the end rather than the journey. Commonly, they experience anxiety, depression, and isolation, impacting their personal connections and overall well-being. Understanding these dynamics leads us to the crucial question: how can one successfully harness and adapt to their perfectionist tendencies? The book categorizes perfectionists into five types: the classic, the Parisian, the procrastinator, the messy, and the intense, each with unique characteristics and challenges. By identifying your type of perfectionism, you can begin to use it to your advantage, transforming potential vulnerabilities into strengths. This reframe not only alleviates the burdens associated with perfectionism, but also unlocks a powerful ally in your personal and professional growth. Part 2: Exploring the Diverse Landscape of Perfectionism. Meet Abigail, always punctual and immaculately dressed, yet constantly wrestling with the chaos of her personal life in therapy sessions. Abigail embodies the classic perfectionist: highly organized, dependable, and extremely efficient. Yet, beneath this polished exterior, she struggles to introduce creativity and spontaneity into her life, especially in personal relationships where they are most needed. This lack of flexibility can lead to superficial connections, leaving her misunderstood. Abigail's story introduces us to the broader concept of perfectionist typologies, as described in The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control. Each type represents a unique approach to perfectionism, revealing both the potential benefits when adaptively managed and the risks when left unchecked. Following the classic perfectionist, we encounter the Parisian perfectionist, who, unlike the structured approach of Abigail, thrives on cultivating ideal, seemingly effortless interpersonal relationships. They work meticulously behind the scenes to create this facade of natural grace, much like the stereotypical French woman known for her effortless charm. When adaptive, Parisian perfectionists focus on authentic, reciprocal connections, but the maladaptive ones are trapped in a cycle of seeking approval, often at the expense of their own needs. Then, there's the procrastinator perfectionist, filled with ideas, yet paralyzed by the fear that executing them will strip away their idealistic shine. Adaptive procrastinators accept that bringing an idea to reality involves transformation and are adept at navigating these changes. In contrast, their maladaptive counterparts are mired in indecision and self-criticism, unable to move forward. The messy perfectionist relishes the excitement of new beginnings, but quickly loses interest, leaving a trail of unfinished projects and relationships. When managed adaptively, they harness this enthusiasm to brainstorm and initiate projects effectively. However, without follow-through, maladaptive messies remain scattered and uncommitted. Lastly, the intense perfectionist is singularly focused on achieving the perfect outcome, often overlooking the importance of the process. Adaptive, intense perfectionists are visionary leaders who motivate others while acknowledging and learning from mistakes. However, their maladaptive peers set unattainably high standards and may alienate those around them with excessive demands. By dissecting these five types, The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control offers insights into how perfectionists can leverage their traits constructively, The challenge lies in moving from maladaptive to adaptive approaches, from letting perfectionism be a limiting factor to allowing it to become a source of empowerment and success. Part 3: Transforming Self-Punishment into Self-Compassion for Perfectionists. When discussing the 5 types of perfectionists, it's crucial to remember they serve as archetypes. You might find that you align with one, several, or perhaps different types at various areas of your life, such as at work versus at home. The labels and definitions are tools, flexible and open for your interpretation. The fundamental goal is to harness the strengths of your perfectionism, steering away from its pitfalls. So, what's the pathway to adapting to and benefiting from your perfectionism? The journey begins with replacing self-punishment with self-compassion. In the realm of mental health, one of the agreed-upon traits of perfectionists is their tendency towards self-punishment. It's arguably one of the most harmful aspects of perfectionism, far more so than the relentless pursuit of excellence. Often, perfectionists confuse self-punishment with personal accountability. However, punishment focuses on blame without forward movement, whereas accountability involves taking responsibility and actively seeking out solutions. Self-punishment can manifest in various forms, including denying oneself pleasures, self-sabotage, or dwelling on past slip-ups. Perhaps the most pervasive form among perfectionists is negative self-talk, criticizing oneself harshly for every slight mistake, irrespective of the circumstances. This negative self-talk can leave a person feeling down and incapable of tackling their issues or making positive changes. In an effort to escape these feelings, some might resort to numbing behaviors like excessive drinking, overeating, or excessive consumption of media, while others might displace the blame onto others. To break free from this cycle, perfectionists need to embrace self-compassion, recognizing that errors are universal and imperfections are part of the human experience. With self-compassion, the focus shifts from faults to acknowledging one's strengths and the plethora of possibilities for the future. Embracing self-compassion can be challenging for perfectionists, primarily due to their low tolerance for perceived faults and a preference for swift, linear progress. Nonetheless, there are strategies that can aid in cultivating self-compassion. 1. Prioritize the process over the outcome. Instead of fixating on, "I'll be happy when I finally achieve X," try to value the journey. Celebrating small victories along this journey fosters a positive mindset, which is essential for honest self-reflection and effective problem-solving. 2. Learn from failures. Adopt the mindset of failing forward by looking for the lessons in each setback. Understanding that these experiences contribute to growth can help transform the way perfectionists view their goals and their approach to achieving them. 3. Recognize the universality of suffering. Accepting that everyone experiences hardship can make it easier to relate to and feel compassion for oneself during tough times. 4. Separate feelings from facts. Perfectionists often treat intense feelings as truths. By recognizing that feelings are temporary and subjective, it's possible to alleviate self-imposed pressure and shift from self-criticism to self-care. By embracing these guidelines, perfectionists can slowly start to replace self-punishment with a more nurturing and forgiving approach, paving the way for a healthier, more balanced interaction with their perfectionist traits. Part 4: Finding Connection and Peace Amid Perfectionism. There will be days when the practice of self-compassion feels beyond your reach. During these moments, seeking connection with others can serve as a powerful alternative. It's essential to recognize that connecting with others may not provide immediate relief from feelings like anxiety, depression, or shame, but its positive impacts are certain and often felt over time. Connection doesn't solely mean discussing and processing emotions. It encompasses various forms of support. In times of immediate need, such as lack of housing, food, or rest, extending practical help takes precedence. Even in non-crisis situations, if someone offers help by asking, "What can I do for you?" it's beneficial to accept tangible support, whether that means accepting a meal, assistance with childcare, or having them walk your dog. Additionally, paying for services like plumbing repairs or yard work can also cultivate a sense of support through alleviating daily pressures. Engaging in physical activities such as cycling, practicing Tai Chi, walking with friends, or participating in a sports league can facilitate a connection with others and with oneself. Attending regular yoga sessions, for instance, can provide dual benefits: physical wellness from the exercise and a sense of community from frequent interaction with a group. This feeling of belonging is crucial for mental health and can also be found in traditional community settings like churches, parent groups, or recovery meetings. Digital platforms like group chats, newsletters, or active social media pages can similarly foster this sense of connection. Another strategy for adapting to perfectionism involves reassessing how we interpret our experiences and achievements. Replacing the judgment of better or worse with different can lighten the burden of comparison. Embracing our uniqueness helps mitigate the pressure of trying to match an idealized version of someone else's life or career. Subtle yet significant mindset shifts can also profoundly impact your mental health. Sometimes, just pausing self-criticism and offering yourself a few moments of forgiveness can dispel doubts and lift spirits, much like lighting a small lamp dispels darkness. However, it's also crucial for perfectionists to incorporate relaxation and restoration into their routines, which can be challenging, since relaxation might feel like inactivity or doing nothing, which can be uncomfortable for a perfectionist. Engaging in active relaxation activities like cooking, writing, dancing, or immersing yourself in a favored work project can provide a therapeutic break without the guilt associated with idleness. For comprehensive restoration, incorporating passive relaxation is necessary, though it doesn't necessarily mean lying still under the sun or taking long naps. Enjoying a simple book, watching lighthearted movies, or savoring a meal slowly can all constitute restful activities that rejuvenate a perfectionist's energy, enabling them to more effectively harness their perfectionistic traits. These practices not only help manage imperfections, but also equip perfectionists with the strength to transform their rigorous standards into a source of empowerment. Final summary. Perfectionism is often misunderstood as a flaw that needs correction, but it's actually a potent force that, when properly channeled, can lead to remarkable achievements and personal growth. The journey to harness this ability involves navigating through the challenges of self-criticism and the high standards often set by perfectionists themselves. Breaking the cycle of self-punishment and overcoming the associated shame are significant hurdles for perfectionists. The process isn't straightforward. It is filled with potential setbacks that can be hard to accept for those who strive for flawlessness in everything they do. However, by fostering self-compassion and establishing meaningful connections with others, perfectionists can find a way to make peace with their high standards and use them to their advantage. It's crucial for perfectionists to realize that adapting to and managing their tendencies is an ongoing process. Like nourishment for the body, continuous effort and regular nurturing of self-compassion are essential to maintain a healthy relationship with one's perfectionist traits. There is no one-time fix. Rather, it requires persistent effort and dedication to turn what many see as a liability into a formidable asset. Embracing this perspective allows perfectionists not just to cope with their nature, but to thrive and transform their meticulous energy into a source of enduring strength and satisfaction. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.